Well, good afternoon and buenas tardes to all of you. I'm Whitley Quickman here with Mutant County News at 2 o'clock. Of course, rejoining me now is Ladyfinger's favorite curmudgeon and acquired taste, Tad Bilchner. So, Tad, how was lunch?
Egg salad. Not great. Thank you, Wrigley.
My name's not Wrigley.
Well, glad to hear it. Today my segment is entitled...
Okay, now, Tad, this is our 2 o'clock segment. We only do the straight talk with Tad to open the morning news, remember?
Yeah, I do remember. But I also remember that I haven't done a Tad of Tad deal with it for a couple weeks now because whoever the new station manager is, he won't let me. Because you're all so damned rectal about what goes into these things.
Now, watch your language, Tad. I believe you meant to say whomever, not whoever. Also, the term is anal. We're all so anal about what goes into these... that doesn't sound right either. Moving on.
Yeah, sure, moving on. I don't really have a title for this thing, but I'll be dang nabbed if I'm not going to get this out. Look it. Our messed up little world here within the zone may have a very strange and unique kind of supernatural turmoil going on that separates us and makes us different from the rest of that messed up world outside. But if you ask me, we can all pat ourselves on our scaly backs for the fact that we have kept our dignity enough to not let our fair little mutant county turn into a full-blown Wild West fiasco. Dignity might be the wrong word. That's gone.
Yeah.
It's pretty much non-existent to begin with. But my point is this. What's helped us to not fully give in to the madness is the fact that we have embraced the nightmare, subdued it, kept it off its guard long enough to give it a good old spanking. It reminds me of when Dana and I were still together.
Oh, you and Dana broke up, Ted?
pardon me. Where was I? And in doing so, it's as if we've said to Hades' fiery pit with what's wrong and what's right with what's happening out there, we all have our own little world here with our own brand new set of ideals and perception of things, right?
Well, it's not usually
that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Well, all that said, there's still some concepts from that outside world that we need to keep here within ours. Like peace, love, and understanding. I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
Wow, Tad, that was almost profound. And in your own way, poetic, I suppose.
Thank you, Dingle. I'll admit that last part was stolen from a song, but I still mean it. Hey, can I just say one more thing?
Well, we're tight on time.
Dana! Dana, you canine harpy succubus! Well, please, take me back! Take me back, please! For the love of God, Dana!
Almost.
Let's get on to the news, shall we?
All right. Well, now here's Al Offelbeck with sports. Al?
Well, Whit, today in baseball, it was a big wild card game between the Ladyfinger Sandwiches versus the Zulian Empire Meat Suits. And believe you me, it was quite underwhelming, to say the least.
Why was that, Al?
Well, you see, Whit, both teams there were terrible because with the Sandwiches, you got a team basically made up of reanimated skeletons with a few McCurabes, which really makes it funny that they're called the Sandwiches because they ain't got no meat on them.
Yeah, well, not all sandwiches or sandwiches have meat in them, you know, Offelbeck. Some are with peanut butter and jelly, peanut butter and honey, and pickles.
Oh, peanut butter and pickles. Now that sounds like a tasty sandwich.
No, not peanut butter and pickles. Just pickles. What are you, pregnant?
Actually, I am. Thank you very much for ruining the surprise, Bilchner.
What do you say we get back to talking about the game, fellas? Wait, what?
You're pregnant?
Ah, nuts. I wanted there to be a reveal, you know? There's no point now. So anyways, the Ladyfinger Sandwiches are just a bunch of bare brittle bones that keep falling apart. And then on the other end, The Zulians are basically just the conglomeration of body-snatched librarians, high school science teachers, and former accountants from Turgberg.
That's Turgberg.
So basically, their host bodies are a bunch of wimps with little to no athletic ability. Doesn't make for a rousing game, if you know what I mean.
Now, Al, do you know for certain whether the Zulian team has indeed been body-snatched, or is it just a hypothesis based on the fact that the players happen to perform poorly today? You know, just because a person's occupation happens to be of a sedentary nature, like a science teacher, a accountant, or librarian, does not necessarily mean that they haven't any athletic ability. Take, for example, the lead anchor of a news forum. They may sit
you
around...
You are not the lead anchor.
I most certainly am. But the point remains...
Oh, so you were talking about yourself there, because you are most definitely an unathletic wimp there, Fumbly.
I thought your name was Whitley.
So then, who won the game, Al?
Actually, no one did. The game was stopped even before the start of the ninth inning. It was interrupted when the Pirates burst into the field.
The Sludgebug Pirates? Why did they come onto the field?
No, not the Pirates team. Actual Space Pirates, Tad. Well, Space Assassins, to wit.
Yes?
I guess there was a intergalactic contract put out on some of them Zulians hiding within some of the meat suit players. That was basically the most exciting point of the match.
You mean in the game?
Yeah, in the game.
Well, you heard it, folks. Never a dull moment here in Mutant County. That's all the time we have for the news at 2. Stay tuned for more updates on sports, traffic, and weather, and more. And may I just take this moment to offer congratulations to our newly expecting correspondent, Al Offelbeck. This is Whitley Quickman signing off.
And I'm Tad Bilchner. Deal with it.
By the way, Tad, the baby's Dana's.
Wait, what?